Welcome back to episode 5 of the Shine Solutions cast. You don't need to listen to every episode in order. Our goal is to be daily or semi-daily. The intent is to demonstrate what we're doing every single day or as close as possible. There's a lot of work that goes into the technical side of the startup, but the thesis of what we're trying to accomplish is to build up Orlando businesses. Shine Solutions Tech and Business is a startup, very lean right now. It's been in operation for less than a month. We design websites for businesses, and our current target is those businesses that want to scale up, identify them, build a website for those businesses, and really building the website is the first step. There's a lot more that goes into it, growing that digital presence online, use of social media, organic creative content that attracts more attention and more customers to the businesses that we operate with, our clients, and bringing more sales to those businesses. The end goal is to get all customers in the Orlando area that shop local Orlando businesses a better experience. What we've been working on these past few days is building a website for Sherry's Trini Flavors. This is a new restaurant that started in the last couple of years in Orlando. They don't have a digital presence online. I've spoken to a couple people that work there, including the business owner. But from our perspective at Shine Solutions, we're not trying to twist anyone's arm into, like, we think this is the good idea, but it takes the other businesses and business owners to change their minds and accept this and hopefully write us a check and then have an ongoing business relationship so that we can provide value over the long term. But even if this specific business doesn't take us up on it, we as a company still want to show off our skill set. And so I've been designing that website and we're going to put it out as an example. You can check out the ShineSolutionsOrlando.com website. It serves as a very basic landing page for now. And it gives us the option to decide where we want to take the functionality of the website. There's long-term plans with Shine Solutions Tech and Business. It's not just a consulting company. Speaking candidly right now, I tend to have a negative view of consulting companies in general. Sometimes they do some work that is some value add, but if a large corporation, and I used to work for a large corporation, a healthcare corporation, if they are seeking consulting, it's almost like a waste of time and money because you have to explain to a whole nother group the complexities of healthcare. And then that group can come up with some really good solutions, but they have to give it back to the organization. And the organization within itself has to change. So, you know, I was part of a department called Clinical Innovation. And what we did was try to internally change things. And we were successful in many different ways. And so the vision here is to take the strengths of the willingness to change, identifying individuals who ought to change. And I'm going to take that skill set and apply it to a startup like Shine Solutions. And moving forward, we want to target Orlando business owners and get them to change. It's bringing people into the 21st century by getting them a website for their startup. The functionality of that website could be improved. You can get better ways of ordering online or paying for things online, better customer experience when they interact with these businesses. The thesis that we have is that Orlando is a very populated city and the businesses that operate here do really well overall. But we have so many tourists that come here, people from outside our city that visit every single year. A lot of them are going to hotels, to Disney, to Universal, to Epcot. You know, that's the reason that they come down. But if they can, while they're down here, if they could shop local, we want that experience to be as the best possible. In current state, I've lived in Orlando for 10 years. I've seen us change overall, but I think there's a whole lot more that needs to happen in terms of change, in terms of getting every single company onto a website that works really well. And then there's 100 other steps after you have a landing page. Do you have an ability for customers to engage? Are you providing value through your digital presence online? This is where digital marketing comes in. Most of these businesses don't advertise their product or service online. And many of them don't advertise on billboards right next to their place of business. I'm thinking of one business right now. There's a very popular road. There's a billboard up there. Why don't you advertise your business for all those people driving by? So the value that we provide is starting that process of change, identifying those common barriers that any business owner is so focused on the things they're trying to accomplish, they maybe have glossed over the other things that they should be doing. And we would identify that and provide a premium service to get that done for people. What does this look like? This looks like data-driven insights. This looks like digital marketing. This looks like doing market research. This looks like increasing sales, doing email marketing, trying to get customers' emails so that we can better interact with them and engage with them. This looks like customer acquisition. And so all these are very subtle services that require common sense business approaches. And I just think there's an opportunity here in Orlando to increase that common sense business aspect. Everywhere I look, I see barriers to progress. And I want to progress. I want to put Orlando more on the map and progress us in that way. So there's an app called Calendly. The goal is to drive people interested in this there to speak with us for 30 minutes. And then we'll provide solutions. We'll talk about pricing. We'll talk about what we'll offer you. And that is where we find ourselves with the business as of right now. At Shine Solutions, this is not going anywhere. This is a vision I've had for many years and finally in a position where I can execute on this. But trying to get all business owners, targeting those in Orlando right now, but we'll work with anyone anywhere, provide common sense business solutions, provide digital marketing, create a really nice website for you, get it functional so that you can order online, setting up all that. And then after that, we want to work with people and build up any business that we interact with. It's B2B for now, but if you are a consumer and you see that our services could be of value to you, reach out shinesolutionsorlando@gmail.com. Check out our website, shinesolutionsorlando.com. And with that, thank you for listening. I hope that a podcast like this is interesting to someone out there. If this has been valuable or provided you insights, I'd love to hear about it. Thank you for listening. See you on the next episode.